evening, a good day, a good morning, whatever your time is. This is the first of our Bongversations, Bongversations, whatever, with the incredible knowledge of numbers and all sorts of incredible things. Dave J, the most, what would he call him, the most hard-hitting of the lot of them out there. He's been around for many years. You all know him if you've been on the Fake Oldest Network. You all know him if you've been on you've listened to CNN ever. He was there exposing the Joe Bonnet Ramsey thing on a big news show on Fox, I do believe. So he's a very well-known person. And I bow before him in his knowledge of numbers and colours and vibration and tones. He's an absolute font in there. And here is Dave. Welcome to Bongversations with Dave J. And
Bongversations.
You know what?
we don't want to upset John LeBong or Bon with the Bong.
I think he'll be pleased with just mentioned. But I thought, because I remember hearing the name of his thing, and I thought that's a stupid sound. But why not call it Bongversations and talk about colors and pop?
Yeah, the best one he had was number 8, by the way, which was one yours truly was on.
Where
I talked about colors, tones, tunes, and all that good stuff, just so happens to be exactly what we talked about.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. Now, I thought for our very first show on truthmeets.com that we discussed the number one show, and this will be the first of a few, I hope, and many hope even better. We'll talk about the number one, the monad, and what your interpretation and meaning of is one of the more powerful numbers. Would it be number one, or is
the one in and of itself is all the others? So the one is a combination of all the others.
Fantastic.
From the get go. So then what it is then is you're just and I was talking with Linda earlier today about this, to where when you're looking at the one, you're looking at it from above. But if you lay that number one, if you crack it open and you lay it across the table left to right, you spill it out to the one return, which would be the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 0 return. So that's kind of that's a complete thought. So then the one is good or it's evil. It's one or the other. So when you pick that one up, it's the idea of this is the one I'm going to pick up. And now as you pick it up and you show concern, which is two, you then fall into it. You see, you have to spend time with it. So if it's a lie, you've wasted your time. If it's a truth, you've learned something and you put that away and you never forget that. So then the next time you walk out into the world, all of those truths that you've now stood on, foundation stones, you now present yourself to the world as that. Therefore, you're no longer standing at the level of the lowest common denominator. You've moved past it. You know the nature of this. You know the nature of that. You know the nature of this. So you're standing above the noise of the mass, of the crowd.
Yeah.
So you're able to look around and notice intent, which is the root of all of this, because it's like the I am. Is
I
his
am.
Ultimate intent. So I am what? What is your intent? I am what? I am this, I am that. So
it's a very isn't it very Masonic that I am that's incredibly part of their deep level their Mason type thing? Or is it more was it ancient, more ancient?
Well, no, all of that's kind of here and there, because it just means what it means right now today to you and me. So the idea of what I am means today is, what are you? What is it that you go out each day professing to? What is it that your mouth bears witness to? That is the I am. So when someone says, this person said this, they are saying that because they heard it from your mouth. Therefore, they're like, this person said that. That is how then assignments are made to who said what. That is why it's best to be found quiet instead of being found a babbler or a fibber or someone who's just talking to be heard.
So they say God is a mathematician. All of these this mathematical program that we've got in our heads, or our whole bodies are in mind, is is an incredibly complex, complex thing that a lot of it we couldn't even discover, we couldn't comprehend till we invented computers. And fractals started getting recognized as being, there's no such thing as chaos. You know, chaos, you add more chaos and it forms amazing patterns. But, you know, to start with one, is it the most simple of all the numbers that it, you know, it's the I am, it's you, the solitary yeah. person. Yeah.
So then you, it's also the solitary thought or idea cast of offering you a new story or something else. That is the one. There is an event, and then everything about that event will be detailed, which is how you fall into the eights, because that's the idea of being eaten up by the details, the devil and the details.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So the idea of words and tone is that if it sounds like that, it is that, right?
Yeah.
So if you say eight,
tone encodes one anyway, doesn't it? With the T, the cross, and the one afterwards.
Right.
By coincidence. No coincidence. Sorry.
Oh, I was also wanting to tell you this. That if you think one, therefore I am one, right? So you say, what is one then? Well, one is someone who knows this or knows that or has done that, or one is someone who, in the opposite, has not done this, has not done that. So then it's a self-realization of, you know, like your self-reflection. Have you done everything that you need to do to know the truth of the matter? Because the only reason somebody should say they don't know is that they've gone out and they've done all the work possible for them to do, and they for some reason still can't come to the matter of fact.
To be at peace with one's self.
Right.
To be at peace with one's self.
So you don't confuse it, you know, because it's kind of like that is the one, because two immediately goes into concern, because one plus two is three. Do you see how as soon as you start the motion, as soon as you start the thought in motion, one plus two is three. The four is the door. Do you see how? Because the one keeps reflecting off. So the one reflects off the two, becomes three. The one reflects off the three, becomes four. All right.
Yeah.
And then you keep adding the one, and that's how it keeps kind of, if you notice when I did the four into one kind of CERN machine to where I ran those, you will see that the sine wave is an illustration of that captured energy. All right.
Between this is your, you've done illustrations of these, which are frightening. It's amazing how similar that, you know, how you've described these things. As I found that book on by Annie Besant called Thought Forms, and really, really, really old book, but it's the same thing. It's the
it's the same thing. It's all the same thing. So it's like because once you see the truth, you just can, that's all you can do is describe it. And everyone else before you who saw it, because there are many people have seen it before. This is nothing's new. So many people have seen this and they've just been dismissed or whatever else. And they've written it down. And you've read some of it, obviously, but they're going to describe the same exact truth because that's all you can do. Because if you described it some other way, it wouldn't be true. It would do you see? So then it's like once I'm describing something and someone else is describing something and you go out and you test it and then you find it to be that now is what you've done. Now that's your work. It's not mine or the other guys, and it's not even yours. It's just the truth. You observed it. Therefore, the next thing you can do is say, if you want to see the truth, observe it this way and then let them test it or not. It's because you can't force somebody to see it, and when they're ready, they'll see it. But until
when you spell the word one, O-N-E, it's a circle, and all civilizations apparently the point within a circle was Egyptian, Chinese, Mayan, you know, all had that same. That was the logo for light, the circle with the dot in it. That was their glyph for a common language before languages all got scattered.
And so it's also an anagram, speaking of scattered language, for Neo.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Yeah, so it's all that always kind of being shown just in a reflected way. Because I wanted to talk to you about what you had mentioned before about how the idea of an untruth becomes like a shattered reflection. That's kind of what I got from what you said. However, when you're dealing with a mirror or let's say a mirrored surface. Or a hologram specifically, which is a thought because it's in all dimensions. Therefore, if you see a kaleidoscope, or let's just say the idea of a broken mirror, the idea of the deception, each piece of that hologram, even right now in this physical realm, if you get a piece of that single piece, that one contains the whole, meaning that you can rebuild that hologram from that single shattered piece. Because each piece holds the whole, so that's a physical representation of the spiritual idea I just told you about. So that's actually a viewable, provable point within the physical realm.
What did Jesus say? I am the way. I am. Mm-hmm. So that encodes that.
And also Revelation 3:11. Revelation 3:11, that idea of Corona, behold, I am coming quickly, hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Your crown is your mind. So that therefore, let no one take your mind, let no one, take you
which
down.
Which is the enemy, and that's what we were discussing this last night. There's fear and the loss of your identity and who you are, and you become someone else, and you don't want to be someone else. You need to be you. And you need to learn to be comfortable with you, but thus splitting us with, TV, imagery, music, sports, religions, we lose our identity. But at the end of the day, the simple Christian message, I am. Anyway, sorry, I was digressing there.
No, very good.
I'll just go to my, book saying compliments from Dave J. Dick. There you go. It's always a pleasure. Good. And it's finally good to speak to you after many, many, many moons. Many, many moons, literally.
It has been.
Interesting, moon's got two years. Zeros in it as well. Moon has that same, and it kind of encompasses one as well. Mm-hmm. The monad moon, whatever. But so keep going. Your thoughts on the one and so you're bringing this.
We're really ready to move to two. Actually, I mean the one.
Okay,
it's really just that is what it is.
Well, one's pretty simple, isn't it?
And then two is the idea concern. So if you have one point,
the dyad,
you can't go anywhere. The There's no place to go. Yeah, the second point allows a point of focus. Therefore, you go from one to two. Now, once you get, now 1 + 2 = 3. However, the three or the third point has not been formed yet.
Until the two circles move into each other.
Yeah. So we're kind of, you're moving into the idea of how a thought is formed and how it moves through the mind. So you have to slow down time and you have to think about it. The one goes into the two, which is, okay, you see something. I'm going to now show concern for it. That's now you don't know really what it is, but you have a concern for it. Something's grabbed your attention. Mm. Now then, once you realize what it is, guess what? 1, 2, 3. Ring. The first ring is made. All right. Yep. And that would be the three. Of course, spoiler alert, this leads into the 3, 6, 9 idea. But then the three is where you have your first ring, which is where the first place where there can be a containment made, meaning that you've recognized the idea. You know what they're saying to you, whatever that story is, whether it be true or false. And then now you are ready to either bring it into your mind through the door, the Dalet, the four, or you are going to leave it be, which is just toss it away, which is the idea of the 33, which is the idea of tossing it away. If they get you or if they bait you into eating those false 33s, you're literally falling for a trap, a bear trap.
Yes, I do think that the fact that they dump this number on us continuously they've now got all of the good thinkers out there going, as soon as they see 33, they throw it out, even though it might be some good information.
Well, yeah, there's going to be, as far as information goes, that it's only as good as...
You're listening to Bongversations with Dave and Rick.
Bongversation.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Dave's got. You're listening to Dave, Jay, and Rick, or Esoteric, on the Sunday, the 11th. Is it the 11th or the? Yeah, it's the 11th today. What a coincidence!
You're a time traveler. It's the 10th.
Oh, for you. Isn't it amazing how I can be in the future talking to you, going back in time to the 10th? Very interesting. So that's that. Which is number one, and we're in number two. By coincidence, we're talking about number two. Yeah. All right. Yeah, keep talking about the two. Two to tango. Yeah,
It's the second point along the train. You know, it's the idea of it's the point of concern, C-O-N, C-E-R-N. So if you broke that word up, con and CERN, you notice that CERN is the idea of light. It's been shown to you falsely through this idea of the CERN accelerator, blah blah blah.
Collider in Switzerland.
Yeah, the collider, that idea. Now, what is true is that when you smash light into a barrier, you're going to wavelengths are going to be created. Within all sine waves or wavelengths, there is data or information. That's a fact. Therefore, so then it's not the idea of opening like a physical portal, you know, anything like that. It's the idea of creating ideas. All right, because within the light is the idea. So therefore, if you bounce material off different substrates, different metals, this, that, and the other thing, you're going to get different absorption rates, as well as different kind of refraction.
You mentioned kaleidoscope before. Is that the you're talking about that kind of?
Well, a kaleidoscope is you either have a clean plate of glass, which is the truth; it's perfectly clear. Or it's smashed into a thousand pieces.
Incredible, beautiful patterns. Beautiful patterns and colors. Yeah.
And then so that gets you, that's kind of like this idea of this visual trap. And then you go chasing all those different rabbit holes or veins. All right, the idea. Because you can picture that broken glass. And then that's also the idea then that anyone or any piece. I talked about this in the 47th problem video I did, which is that's a Masonic idea of the 47th problem of Iliad, and it's the idea of how then you balance on the tip of a pin, basically, or a needle. How do you balance two balls on the tip of a needle? Quite literally is what I'm telling you, but the balls are they're cubes. So if you wanted to watch that, it's the 47th problem video. But the takeaway from that is that there's two spaces that have three sides to them each, which is why the 33 is a Masonic idea, because the 33 is the idea of the gaps that hold the system together.
Would the 33
they call themselves Masons? Yeah, because they're building the idea of the reason that these laws or regulations need to be put into place is because it's a reaction to this event that happened. However, the event that happened was staged by the same folks that are putting in the rules and laws. And those people they're being manipulated spiritually through the spirit of Satan or the fallen or the prince of the air or the god of this world.
Isn't it interesting, you know, in geometrical shapes, you get the two circles. You put them together and they form the third, the vesica piscis in the center, which is the creation, the shape of the vulva of the vagina, the shape of all the church when you go
but
to
the... But do you notice that third space is actually imaginary? Because you still... You have the two circles, let's say, and if you made those straight, it'd be two lines. So let's start with two. Let's then bend those two circles, and now you put them together. So that gap or that area of concern that we you were talking about.
Would that be 33% of the...
It's actually imaginary, and it, right. it can be manipulated by pushing one side in or the other side in. That becomes the idea of the pupil or the
it's the same the, shape.
Yeah, or the regulator of the system. Therefore, if they get you, it's also the shape of like the MasterCard or credit. So then once your mind is brought
in, I hadn't even noticed that. That's 100% there, Dave.
Yes. Yeah, so once you bring that into your you bring that into your mind, that thing's going to keep sliding, and you're going to be.
There's no coincidence that that's the logo for MasterCard. That you've got this Pisces two circles going in with one. Fantastic. This is good stuff, Dave. You plenty more to talk about. Twos, though. That's the duality too, which is two. You know, everything that has originated from the tree of knowledge carries with it duality. Zohar, mystical Jewish text. Zohar. Right. Interesting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then also the idea of the one is, I wanted to say, mention, because we didn't mention the color kind of combination. Red I associate with one because that's the idea of concern. It's also the color of blood. So it's like also the idea of skin in the game.
Mm.
So if you have what's called, that's an American expression, it's skin in the
game. Skin in the game,
That you have a reason to be there. You're not just a...
You're skin in the game.
Two, you're going to deal with the idea of green. Green with envy, the idea of green or yellow, really, because there's four colors that need to be dispersed among the first one, two, and three. So you with two, it deals with green and yellow, which together make limelight, or the idea of the limelight that you're going to exist in.
Well, that's a term for this world stage, you know, this giant movie
correct.
Prediction. You're in the limelight. See, another piece of the jigsaw puzzle just went into my head. Fantastic.
So you'll be living in the limelight. The universal dream.
Isn't it fantastic?
The idea of all the world's a stage. It's that limelight. So then that is the one, two, three. It all happens quite quickly, but then that becomes the light you then get attracted to. Also, remember, limelight's shown in news as it will be shown as jade. Or in the story, it will be spelled out J-A-D-E, or it'll show you jade as far as jewelry or something to do with a jade.
What about when we saw the footage of lies from CNN, particularly when the first Gulf War happened? Everything was in limelight. It was all night vision, allegedly.
Night vision.
It was all green, though. It was in limelight. Right.
And it was a presented play for those who wanted to be part of that world. That was their limelight. They fell in love with. And then it's like they high-fived each other and slapped each other on the back. Well, yeah, man, we did it. We went out there. We did it.
Yes.
Did
you manage to? You were in the Navy,
in the Navy. Yeah.
Navy. Were you in between the Gulf War One and Gulf War Two service?
Yeah, I was over at the second. I was over at the second one, so I did, and that's where I told you I had my
epiphany.
I saw what I saw, the truth right in front of me. I couldn't miss it. And that was during an interaction with an Iranian so-called ship, which I was on board. We flew in on a helicopter, and you do what's called a fast line down a rope.
Right.
So it's fast line of repelling. We repelled down onto this boat. Yeah, we then took command of the ship. It was just a smaller craft. The crew was less than 10. And then we had 10 of our guys too, so it was kind of crowded. So then we got off, we did that, we took them down to the United Arab Emirates, which was it was close to 3 days journey, because there's a lot of oil out to sea oil rigs out in the Gulf, which really aren't shown a lot when they show you that on news.
There's a lot of oil
rigs out there, man.
Yeah.
A ton of them. So they were getting annoyed that we had a destroyer who was following us or shadowing us, and they were staying way out. And what I my job was to run the con, which was is to tell the guy which way to steer, basically. So I was doing like S turns through the oil derricks, and the guy from the destroyers, he's calling on the radio, just going crazy. He's like, "You guys need to stop that. You need to stop horsing around." So like, yeah. So that was funny, man. Because it was a lot smaller. So yeah. So anyways, we drop them off down there, and then the captain, who looks like an Iranian Joe Pesci, that's exactly what he looked like, man. He was, and he played the role kind of like the first time when we first took it over, he was pretending to be mad. But it's like after that, he was just chilling.
You think I'm funny? You think I'm funny?
You think I'm funny? Hey, what are you trying to do? You're trying to take my ship? What do you think this is? So I'm like, so we drop it off, and then the guy's glad handing the so-called cop. They're both in nice, they're going out obviously because they're in their white dress robes, and they're glad handing each other and kind of arm in arm walk down the pier. So the way that the business worked for him was he could make a lot more money by just allowing his ship to be taken over, quote unquote, than it would have, you know, delivering old nasty old dates. You know, because that's what he usually delivered was dates, the fruit.
Yeah, huge industry out of Iran. Right. Guaranteed, be told, 100. Huge industry, the old date industry.
So what happened was with him, his dates were ruined with a seawater leak. So he had to offload all that stuff. So he, and that's an opportunity right there. And so you have to offload all that junk, and then you can also volunteer your services to the U.S. Navy, and then you don't lose anything, you know. So he made out on the deal.
Fantastic. We'll get back to the number two, or if you've, sure. I mean, because honestly, just going looking at the imagery of two, it's such a powerful thing. But two becomes three, obviously, when you cross. The two circles that you form the Vesica Pisces, and that is would Vesica Pisces that would that be 33% of the two?
It's different because it's kind of, you see it normally shown to you in a certain way, but what I was telling you earlier is that that's adjustable, meaning that if you push it in and out, that center
it can be different. It's
different. But I would like to say this about the what was I going to tell you about that? You asked me about the two. It's like you were kind of almost there already to go to the three.
Well, but I was saying, when you form push the two together, you form that circle.
Yeah. I was going to say two. If you draw the two that you normally would in a normal way, it's kind of the curved line inwards, and then the line along the bottom. If you go ahead and then mirror that, you make a three. Do you see that?
Oh well, yeah, of course.
You sure do. So then and then if you mirror that against itself, you get an eight.
Right. Fantastic. Yeah, well, joined together. You know, you're right, two threes become the eight, the 33. And I'll just mention this, the latest Ford trucks, their rear lights at nighttime are the 33. One three on one side and the reverse that would form the eight if you brought them together. Right, and that's absolutely. No coincidence. That's no coincidence that they're using these subconscious imagery as you're driving behind cars at night time. You're seeing the 33 or the eight as it becomes.
Right, and then the eight can really be looked at two different ways. You can see it as two circles kind of just butt together, making the illusion of eight, but it's really more the idea of a continuous circle. So that if you unfolded it, it would just be one circle or one.
Which is eternal.
And then if you broke that and laid it flat, it'd look like a single line. So you see how the 10, it's all in there. Each time you can see the other numbers always in together. You just have to look at a two a certain way and you see the three. If you look at the three a certain way, you see the eight. So then. Yeah, and you then don't. You notice that 8 plus 3 is 11.
But we're not. None of this is taught at school.
10.
Dave.
Sorry about that.
10. Yeah. None of this is taught at school, or you know.
Right. So the IO idea, the 10 idea.
The 10 idea, yeah. And IO was, what's it called? 1 plus O plus I, you know, it's the computer language. Is it binary or what's it called? The 1 plus O plus 1 plus O plus 1 plus O in eternity. Which is that?
I'm sorry. I want to go back to what I said. I don't want to leave you with the wrong impression.
Okay.
8 plus 3 is 11, just so you know.
Coincidence?
So anyways, that's the two. That's the one, the two ones together, and then the two. So that brings you back into the two as well. So did you see how you could take the two, mirror it, see the three, do that, get the eight, combine those back together to the 11, which is the two. So it all kind of wraps back together.
Fantastic. And it's coincidence it is the 11th today, or for me anyway, that I'm talking to you finally. Yeah. And no coincidence. No coincidence, right. I would say. No coincidence. What is your view of the jumping ahead slightly, but the rotation of a record and giving it being 33 1/3 speed on to play a record? Is this part of a one thing, or is it more of a, you know, why is it?
Well, everything's a reflection of its maker. So, you know, if you have the prince of the air, and then all of that is a manifestation of what's called Satan or that power, then it's going to reflect its own nature. It can't reflect something else. So then in order for it to work at a certain, it's going to reflect itself. So
reflects 33 1/3 is basically a 9 as well, would it be? If you got, 33 1/3. That forms a 9, or you've got the 8 with the 33, which I didn't even think of that. It is encoding an 8.
Mm.
Or thereabouts. Symbology wise. Fantastic. Great information.
Well, you also have, if you write 33 and 1/3, if you just add up the actual, all the numbers, 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 1. That's your IO or 1/0.
Okay, IO.
Yeah, see, so it's your 10. It's the right. But I always combine 10 with IO because it means the same thing. It means that that's the complete consumption, and then that's really just that's the pill that you would then take, and that's either true or false, because as you consume that, it's going to then expand into you, because you're either going to spend time with it, or you're going to dismiss it, one or the other.
This is what we're talking about here. Well, your discovery, or your the stuff that you know most about, is the creation of thought and its processes and its weaponry and its positivity in different ways. And it's extremely complex. Oh. Yeah, go.
Yeah, do you remember I did the video, the idea of let there be light, and then the idea of the eternal flame? So what I did was
you made a flame. I remember that. Yeah. That was one of the most that's really impressive.
And it would have gone until, you know, that computer was unplugged at some point. It would have gone.
Isn't that amazing?
At the end of time.
Can you explain? Do you want to explain that? Explain that to the audience out there. What you did and how you did it.
Oh yeah, for sure. So what you have is you have the idea of let there be light. All right. So then that let there be light. Then what is that light? That's the idea, or the one which became the truth. So then you have the 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you see 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1 is your idea of 10, or your IO. So what I did was I showed that if I put that into motion, let there be light. And I did it in a physics generator, and I need to. I'll leave the link to where Joel can put it with the video.
Yeah, put anything in show notes, Dave. There's a show notes above. Yeah,
and you'll see once it goes into motion that it stays in motion, because it's the eternal flame. It's the idea of what I did was I produced that idea of Genesis 1. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. So I just produced that in a physics generator as physical proof of that statement's power. That's the best way to explain it.
Yeah, and it's a flickering light, like a flickering candle.
Well, you can also see when I expand it, it's a flower, really. And so, yeah,
it's a tulip shape. Yeah.
So once you see it, you'll have a better understanding. So I'll leave that link for anyone who's listening who wants to see it. It's not a long video, so you'll get the point quite quickly.
Yeah, fantastic. So you lost a lot of your stuff over the years. Oh, you're listening to Rick and Dave after the break.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation
or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
You're listening to Bongversations with Dave, Jay, and Esoteric. Be told 100%. Also, we're talking about the number two becoming three, but when you form this, the two circles and you form it together and you get the eye shape, as you just pointed out, and it's also the vulva shape, the vesica Pisces, right. Is the birth of the triangle, isn't it? Mm. There's the birth of the line, and if you run the two lines up to the vesica Pisces, you get a perfect pyramid. It's just incredibly powerful, the circle, how you can do all of geometry, let's look at nature. I mean, I can't stand atheists, Dave. I have to say that people that can't see the beauty in nature and the mathematical, incredible mathematical things in nature. And I have to mention this book, which I've been picking up and reading for many years, by Michael S. Schneider, The Beginner's Guide to Constructing the Universe, The Mathematical Archetypes of Nature, Art, and Science. If you can read this book and still say there's no creation, You are absolutely not worth talking about. It's just, I'm sorry. Nothing can be more, it's cleverly constructed geometrical patterns everywhere you walk. Once you start seeing them, flowers, you just mentioned the tulip before, right. The flame, and it's everywhere. And unfortunately, it's so complex that the average man can't see it anymore. They've lost their connection with nature through, I blame the TV and its 180p, right. the vibration. That's 100% one of the nastiest inventions on the planet for dumbing us down, plus the food, plus the water, the plus plane. The air.
Deep plane.
Yeah, but anyway, sorry I interrupted, but so we're going so, through...
Well, I wanted to say this, Rick. It's like we'll go ahead and end it here as far as the numbers, because too much of this people just
it's fantastic. Yeah, it's a good suggestion because it will baffle people.
But what I will say, so that people, because somebody's wondering right now, there someone in the audience is wondering right now, what is the point? So the point is that if you recognize this system I'm telling you about, that none of these stories, none of the so-called news, nothing you run into in the so-called world will have any power over you, because you will see the framework of the system, and you will see, knowing the intent of the caster, what that product is. And if it's a liar, a deceit, just dismiss it completely. And then you're going to start saving a lot of time. So what that means is with all that saved time, you can actually go out and observe and start to get true inputs, which is true living water, and those foundations, which you can then spread and pass to the next generation instead of the generational curse of the lies, which have been prevalent for most.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to make sure that we can get back the next time on three and four.
I only want to do one, but we got to two, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. Yeah. We got till whenever to do up till nine, but there's always things you miss out on, whatever, we can change the subject, whatever, but fantastic. Now, do you want to discuss, I was mentioning, your second to none knowledge of various... smoking and relaxing products. The relaxing products, really? You had a whole series of videos back or YouTubes back in the day, I should say, videos, and I did see a number of them about different you were creating waxes, I do believe, and you were recommending that everyone's that these different strains suit different people. So what, say something for relaxing, the people that confused in life, whatever, and rather than go on to antidepressants.
Well, when I was doing my my bud business, I would have somebody was saying, "Say, oh, I was noticed your cannabis menu," and they would describe to me what was going on, and I would say, "Well, listen, I'll bring over this, that, and the other thing." So let's say you have two main differences between cannabis products. You have indica and sativas. One being, you know, your sativa would be more of your head high, your indica being more your body high. So then but that doesn't necessarily, because remember everything's a cycle, so it's a circle. So that doesn't necessarily mean just because you're maybe hyperactive, that doesn't mean that you necessarily would just want to try an indica. You'd want to try both. You'd want to see which one actually mellows you out, because the sativa might actually put you over to the top to where you're actually relaxed. It sounds it sounds different, but that's sometimes that works. So I try it for the first couple of times, and what I would do is I'd bring over whatever they ordered, and I'd bring over a couple little samples, and I'd say, "Why don't we try these real quick?" And they'll break out a pipe, try them out, and they'd be like, "Oh yeah, this, that, the other thing." So I say, "Next time," because I'd leave them the little sample. I say, "Next time you try these, and you order which one actually works the best for you." And then that's how I would do it with those two, were because most people knew what they wanted. They weren't into, they just wanted the bag. But those that wanted that extra help, I showed them how to do it. I would also show people how to use their new bongs. if they had a new bong, how do you work this thing? I said, "Well, let me show you." And especially when oils came out and waxes, most people didn't know how to use it. It's fire, but they just didn't know how to use it. So I would have to show them how to do it, because I would.
What is a wax?
For those
people out there that would have no idea what we're talking about. Rolls a joint.
So you can really do it with trim. Which trim is what most people use, but to really get a nice product, you use complete bud flower, like the real nice bud flower. Yep. Anyways, you'd use what my method was, that I would grind it up and I'd let it dry slightly. I'd let it dry for about, half a day or so. The reason being is I want as much of the trichomes to be knocked off during the butane process as possible. So then I would go ahead and load those into a PVC pipe. All right. On one end, you have a coffee filter, which is duct taped on. On the other end, you just have a cap, and you drill a small hole, which is just the size of the butane tip. All right. What you do is, and then you have a glass, a Pyrex tray underneath, and you start to run that butane through that PVC pipe. It's going to start to get cold, so wear a glove. Anyways, you're going to start to see the ice just start to draw down the PVC tube, and then all of a sudden you're going to see a yellow, dark yellow honey looking liquid come out, which is the butane, but it's also got all your trichomes or your THC, CBD, whatever's in there. It's going to be coming out with it. So all that comes into the Pyrex dish. Once you start to see the butane start to run clear, meaning that it just looks like clear liquid coming out, you're done, that you've expended what you can get it out of that flower. Remind me to tell you what you can do with that flower next, though. It's not done.
Is this alchemy, Dave, would you say, or is this a different form of chemical? Would this just be just...
You could describe it that way. I'm sure.
Sounds like it to me.
So then, what happens is now you have this butane with all the suspended THC in it. And you have to do is you have to boil that off. So what my best method was, I would put it onto a fish mat, like a fish tank mat, where you put, it's a small pad that you put under a fish tank, which slightly warms it, but just a very, anyways, I'd put that underneath the Pyrex dish, and then once it got up to it'd just boil. It'd boil off, and then it'd start to bubble and look almost like caramel. Once it starts to look like caramel, you take I used a screwdriver, a Phillips tip. You can use really anything you want. And then you scrape it back and forth, and that allows the butane to escape. And what happens is the more you do that, or the faster you do that, the more it will stay up or lift, and you'll get more of a crumble. or of a drier wax. If you let it just, if you let it kind of sit and air dry in its flat form, you're going to have more of what's kind of a like a taffy almost, yep, or kind of like what's called honey oil. Honey oil is the basic extraction. So honey oil is something you can dip on flour. That's so good. And, but that's the fire. A dip on that on, let's say a bowl, and you're, that's some good stuff. That's, it's called concentrate. Because for a pound.
How do you know a dose though? Is it, because it, you can't overdose on that stuff, but you can
I need to send you a video I have. I have a video of that I did in early 2000 something or other. And I have my whole table is full of bongs. And I'm going over that. I'm going over that same exact question, actually.
Well, you do realize, Dave. I'm sure you do. Yeah. I'm sure you do realize that today you've got Mike Tyson and people like that that are, you know, exclusively marketing all of these things and have making millions and millions and millions of dollars out of this kind of stuff. That it's scientific. It's a lot more mainstream than it was when you were doing it back in the day.
Yeah. I was doing it in my backyard, man. So it's like, this stuff I was putting together because I was using vacuum chambers and things like that. I was using some techniques.
It sounds like the Cheech and Chong episode, Nice Dreams, when they had that giant pretend swimming pool. Remember that episode? and they had a big factory underneath it doing, making exactly what you're talking about. Exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, so let me finish it real quick. Process. Where do we get to? Once you have honey oil and once you've extracted the butane out, you can go with that. But the easiest way is to whip it, like I told you, whip it real good. Whip it real good, it becomes aerated.
And how do you whip something like that, though? I mean, do you have that much of it to put it in a blender or?
No. I'm shooting a pound of bud material, at least.
Right.
Sometimes 5 or 10 pounds of bud material.
Whoa!
So this, you're dealing with a lot of honey oil. But once, well, the process. So imagine that I'm whipping it. And the butane in the honey oil is up and escaping or lifting. It lifts the raw honey oil up and it creates air cavities. Now, if I can keep those air cavities open while and allow the honey oil to sit or to set, I should say, to set to where it won't collapse again, then those chambers that had the butane in will be clear and it'll just be like hollow chambers. It'll be the lightest, fluffiest, and it'll literally look like candle wax. I also made ones, or I made some that would look like cookies, like little cookies that you could hold in your hand and you could break a piece off.
Fantastic.
It's
extremely effective way of taking a sedative or to relax you. It's rather than smoking, I think I prefer the eating of things.
Well, here's the thing about that wax too, which makes it really nice, is a lot of people will use bud material to make butter, to make cooking butter. And it turns it green and it stinks.
Right.
Here's the thing. If you use the wax, the butter stays the same yellow, perfect quality, and it has a nice golden sheen to it. And you
so you could fool your granny. You could get your granny stone. She wouldn't.
Oh, absolutely.
She'd be spreading it on her scones.
Yeah.
On her cookie.
Yeah. And she would say, "Can you, Sonny boy? Can you visit me again tomorrow?
Can you bring me more that stuff?
That was very golden and delicious." because it has a sheen to it. Oh, it's so good.
Back in our ancestral days, Dave, the hemp or the cannabis was growing wild all through most areas, and the cows were eating it, and the milk was way healthier back then, you know, because it was a very staple part of our. Now it's been demonized, using that term, demonized.
Well, demon's nothing more than a lie. Believed on.
Well, there you go. What's a lie? They've lied about one of the most perfect plants on the planet that's been you know.
Deep blame.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, let me tell you something. Yep, go.
Oh, I will tell you real. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty much through. I mean, if somebody wanted to ask me more, I can.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I could tell.
If anyone wants, now, truthmeets.com, questions for Dave, or questions for me to ask Dave, just send them into truthmeets.com. Go into there and go to live stream show notes or stream show notes and put a question in. Put a question in, and we will discuss it the next time. And this time suits me perfectly, DJ. This time, perfect. I don't know how it suits you, but
it suits me perfect.
It's 3:56 in the wonderful mid north coast of Australia, and I can talk and chat. It's usually nothing to do this time of day. So a little discussion with you's, and through the week, I'll remember more things that I want to ask you. But next week we'll do 3 and 4, and then we'll discuss some more recipes. Sure. More recipes. Sure. So we might.
Hey, man, is that Rick on the phone?
Oh,
hey, Popo. That's Rick on the phone.
Hey, Rick, what's new, man?
Oh, that's Popo saying hi.
Hi, Popo. Yeah. I'm flattered to get to talk to you.
Yeah, that's funny, man. Because I was thinking you need to do a Hindu now version of the Klaus Schwab because of the Indian takeover and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm going to. It's getting there because poor old Klaus Schwab, you know, see, I'm unemployed. I'm sitting here looking for some. I'm going through the unemployment guy to write out for my unemployment pension. I'm so sad, Dave.
I can barely afford a Slurpee. Hey, okay. You said Slurpee? We don't sell Slurpees, sir. We sell Slurpees only.
No. Meat or vegetable? Meat or vegetable.
You know,
there's definitely a. I've got to do that. I'll come up with a new character. But anyway, on that note, we'll sign off and.
Sure.
On Bongversation number one, Bongversation hits from the bong. And I liked the other thing. Let roll with it is another good term.
Let's roll with it.
Yeah, that was a good.
If Joel wanted to add your song, you can add the fly away live version at the end.
So I'll message him that. He might be able to listen to this and he might be able to edit. So there's no hurry for him to do this, but,
nope.
It's got a little bit more. He just needs to put a song at the beginning and a song at the end and we fill in the rest. And he's already got the brakes and bumpers and everything. So Dave J, number one, fantastic. Number two, fantastic. And, we'll get to 3 and 4 next week. And, a pleasure to discuss with you. Go back in the green room. We'll have a conversation before I take off. Fantastic. We're signing out now with the band, it's Fly Away by another band that Dave suggested on the live stream show notes. Thanks, Vela said, if you could do that. Wonderful. Be tall.